This is a podcast from WOR.
You never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
I'm walking here! I'm walking here!
All right, it's Sunday night, and this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. I am broadcasting live from the MetLife Suite at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, where the Giants are taking on the Cowboys. And John McDonough is broadcasting live from the iHeartRadio Studios in Tribeca. This is a whole new thing. So we needed a special engineer. Big Ed is with us tonight, not Noah. And so far, so good. So I was in Manhattan this morning. I took my two grandchildren, ages 2 and 4, into Manhattan to see the Rockefeller tree at Rockefeller Center, the Christmas tree with 50,000 lights this year. I cannot believe at 8:30 in the morning, on a Sunday morning, there's not many people around, not much traffic going up and down the avenues, but when you go cross town, all of those streets are one lane, and you can see traffic building up in the 50s, in the high 40s, because of Trump Tower. I mean, going cross town, there was actually traffic going cross town at 8:30 Sunday morning. What's going on here? There's not supposed to be traffic going cross town at 8:30 on Sunday morning. We're doomed with traffic unless something is done. You know, all those millions we asked for, $35 million? I got an idea. Why don't we put Donald Trump in a boat on the East River and nobody will bother him? There won't be any traffic problems. And as our friend Malachi McCourt said last week, I'm flying back and forth by helicopter. Who cares? One day, this week, I was on my way home on a New York City highway. And out of the corner of my eye, I see in front of me to the left, I'm going north on a highway. And on the southern side, I hear a noise. And I see a large vehicle spinning in midair, maybe 5 or 6 feet off the ground. And, you know, you're doing 50 miles an hour, and it's flying at an angle to land right in front of me. And I see it in my mind again and again right now, but my guardian angel was there because the spinning vehicle hit the ground just on the other side, and instead of continuing into me, it would have definitely hit me or been directly in front of me. As it was spinning and hit the ground, the concrete divider between the northbound and southbound highways stopped the vehicle's momentum and prevented it from flipping into me. Everyone in that group of cars around me slowed down on the highway to like 30 miles an hour because we all had witnessed it. There were little pieces of debris flying in front of me, and I'm like, wow, that concrete divider isn't there. I'm dead meat. So for the first time, I totally understand the importance of those concrete dividers. Yeah, they're bulky, and you need a front loader to move them. But one day this week, the concrete divider saved my life. I still see that vehicle spinning in front of me every time I'm driving. So, a little later in the show, we'll talk about a couple of things. The longest Uber fare from Virginia, $294, and how Uber's monitoring passengers and losing $2 billion a year. I'll give you some statistics about the taxi of tomorrow vehicles and the wheelchair accessible vehicles now on the street in New York City. And we'll also talk about the TLC's new rules for a 10-hour workday and a 60-hour work week.
Whoa.
But we give out the email address, we give out the phone number, and John told me I give it out too fast. So after we have our guest on, John McDonough will give out the phone number to the radio show as many times as you want, John.
1-800-321-0712. Get your pen and papers, and we'll talk to you later. I was just thinking, if it wasn't for the concrete divider, you'd be broadcasting from Bellevue right now.
I'd be broadcasting, from one of the hospitals. Bellevue has a bad connotation. Some people say I belong there 30 years ago, when it was just a different kind of hospital.
I think that all comes from the honeymooners with Jackie Gleason.
before we get into our taxi discussions, the MTA, as part of a plan periodically to raise their fares. It was a deal, just like the tolls are going up on the bridges. I mean, the George Washington Bridge is $15 now, but every year or year and a half, they have it planned to go up, okay? The New York Times did an editorial, and Senator Tony Avella took issue with the New York Times and what their editorial said. Now, Tony Avella's always been a fighter for the working and middle class, and rather than give you the 10-minute speech about his credentials, which I always do every time he comes on, I'll just tell you he's a man of integrity, one of the few city council members, before he became a senator, who listened to the people's referendum votes, who did not want third terms for New York City politicians. He refused to run for a third term, as others did, Mayor Bloomberg, for example. But with us now is Senator Avella.
How are you? Thanks for having me on the show again.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You put out a press release recently that says, what planet does the New York Times live on? And it's in reference to the MTA's proposed fare hike. Can you tell us what you're feeling about that?
Well, the MTA is proposing, at least on the subway, 25 cent increase to $3. And, I'm opposing it, just like I'm sure a lot of people, because how much can we as New Yorkers assimilate with everything going up, every fee, every tax, etc.? The New York Times put out an editorial about the increase and basically referred to a city council proposal to do something for low-income families, which is fine. But the second part of the editorial was the paragraph where it said, wealthy and middle-class New Yorkers can easily assimilate this increase. And I went ballistic when I heard that. First of all, the wealthy are not riding the subway. I mean, that's just not happening. But this attitude by the New York Times that the middle class is somehow rich, and that we can afford any increase, inflicted upon us, I think it's just absurd.
The middle class today lives paycheck to paycheck.
Correct. But it just goes to the attitude that somehow the middle class can take it. We're already paying some of the highest property taxes in the country. We have the water and sewer rates. We have every fee that you can possibly think of. And most middle class families can barely afford to live. You can't retire here anymore. I was just infuriated, and that's why the title of the press release that I sent out, as you mentioned, was, what planet does the New York Times live on?
You can't retire.
They don't live on our planet.
if you counted on retirement with a New York City taxi medallion as thousands of families have, you're very disappointed because you can't retire. We get pleas on this radio show from families and owners and wives of owners to please help us, help us. You know, we've worked for 20 years. We've worked for 30 years. The medallion was our retirement, and right now we can't sell it. We can't lease it. there's 40,000 Uber cars on the road in New York City. It's hard to move in traffic. We're making less money. Doesn't anybody care? We can't afford to pay our loans. Everyone forgets about the middle class. They say, oh, it's going to be okay. The same way people look at medallion orders and say, oh, they have something. They're wealthy people. They have no idea. And, you know, for the New York Times to say, oh, the middle class will have no problem with an increase in anything is just plain stupid. They live on another planet. You're right.
Yeah. You know, as you mentioned about the medallion owners, I mean, what has the city of New York done to them? I mean, it's like the mortgage. They mortgaged their lives to get a medallion because the city said you had to do it. And now because the city's letting Uber drivers go crazy, all of a sudden, there's no value to that. I think that's an absolute disgrace what the city has done.
Well, you partnered. If you bought this medallion from the city or you bought a medallion from someone else, you bought it because you knew you were partners with New York City and you had the exclusive right to street hail. At least you were supposed to.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. And we see it all the time where the others are illegally doing the street hails. It's just awful because I have some, you know, taxi drivers, medallion drivers in my district, and every time I have the opportunity to talk to them, they're worried. They're upset because that was their entry into the middle class, and now they're finding that they have nothing. It's just, like I say, an absolute disgrace. But it's indicative of how the city of New York treats the middle class, which is the base. It's the stable base of the city of New York. Remember, you know, what was in the 70s when people started to leave. I think people are starting to leave again because it's too expensive to live here.
That it is. You also put out another press release to change gears again about legislation controlling driving schools. Are driving schools becoming a problem in certain neighborhoods, Senator?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's very interesting because I've been working on this issue for a number of years, and every now and then I come across, you know, a community leader or an activist in a particular neighborhood who brings it up. First of all, the MTA, not the MTA, I'm sorry, Department of Motor Vehicles, does not really regulate where these driving schools operate. So what they do is these driving schools come into residential neighborhoods and, you know, they teach the students how to drive. The problem is they just descend on a neighborhood in huge numbers. I mean, on my own block in Whitestone, if I leave to go to work in the morning or come home in the afternoon for whatever reason, in a 2 to 3 block area, I'll find 3 to 4 drivers with the driving school. 3 to 4 in like a 2 block area. It's just absurd. And apparently this is happening on many neighborhoods in the city of New York. And the Department of Motor Vehicle has no regulation. So I introduced a bill basically saying that the Department of Motor Vehicle has to more strictly enforce who's doing it and where they're doing it. There has to be some sort of regulation so some neighborhoods are not overly impacted by these drivers. And what I've heard from people, residents, with their cars just parked on the street in front of their home, they go out, the side view mirror is missing, there are scratches on the car.
So there's property
damage. The only
thing
they can think of is the driving schools, because these are not very narrow streets. Some of them are very wide, but the driving schools come by, and some of these students shouldn't be learning on the street.
Especially during rush hour, during the rat race.
And what they'll do is they'll parallel park, they'll double park, they learn how to park, you know, to make a U-turn. And I can tell you it's sort of a scary experience to be behind these individuals.
Well, I learned how to parallel park. Hey, Johnny, remember the bumper method?
Yeah, you park by sound.
That's right. Boom. Oh, that's close enough. Boom. Hey, I'm in.
Senator, it's just that no neighborhood should have them all. And, you know, let's face it, people need to know how to drive. That's fine. But sometimes I think that some of these people should be in a parking lot first before they get onto the street. Because clearly my experience is seeing some of them is they can barely drive, period. And to put them on a street or during rush hour, it's just tempting fate.
Hey, you're absolutely right. We don't need novice drivers on the street in New York when we're trying to get to work, especially. And in neighborhood, I mean, we always used to go into parking lots. That's where you learned how to do things, in parking lots. Now they just, what's funny is the driving schools, you have a driver next to you, and there's still property damage being caused. So let's get that under control. I hope your legislation passes. Thank you once again for looking out for the middle class. Okay, when it comes to concerns about the fares going up for the MTA, it does affect everybody. It does affect all of us. And thanks for coming on the Taxi Dave Show once again.
No, thanks. It's always a pleasure.
Okay, Senator Tony Avella, a true patriot, a true politician for the people. Thanks again, Senator. So, Johnny, do you know that there was an article in the newspaper about the longest Uber fare from Virginia to New York City? Are you aware of that?
Yeah, it was in the New York Post, I think, today. And just as irony would have it, I just came back from Alexandria, Virginia. I picked, my daughter goes to American University.
Did you take an Uber car?
You know what? It might have been cheaper. I have to tell you, the lies that are put out in this one article, I have to believe the Russians have put this out. This is the ultimate fake news story that's in the New York Post, which didn't check any of the facts. They try to say a return trip of 397 miles. To Alexandria, Virginia, it's 240-something each way. So now you're up near 500. They said round trip, it took the Uber driver 15 and a half hours, right? It's 4 hours each way, depending on the time of day you're traveling. And then they said it was $32 in gas and tolls. Return from New York City down to Alexandria, Virginia is between $50 and $60 in tolls, and then it's about $40 to $50 in gas. So the story is bogus from beginning to end. Where's Hillary Clinton when we needed to talk about fake news? Because this is the ultimate fake news story that was in the New York Post today.
Well, let's break it down. $294. Let's say it takes 15 hours round trip.
But it's impossible to take 15 hours. I mean, it's a four-hour trip each way. That's 8 hours, so that's double the time.
Well, maybe she did it during rush hour. And maybe she didn't. She said she was never into downtown New York before. Who knows how they went? You know, that's what happens when you have inexperienced drivers. But that would be $19.60 an hour if you listen to the newspaper. And then if you take the gasoline, so that gasoline at $80 for gasoline, that would be $14.26 an hour, and then. Let's see, you have to give 30% to Uber, so that's $88, that's 126 divided by 50, that's $8.40 an hour, and where's your insurance costs, and where's your wear and tear on the car? And like you said, if the tolls are twice as much as they said, this whole thing, you're saying that the numbers don't add up.
Oh, no, the story's completely bogus, just based on the numbers. Now, the trip might have happened, but the numbers that are in the New York Post are complete lies. The mileage is wrong. The hours back and forth are wrong. The gas is wrong. The tolls are wrong. You know, not that the Post would ever print a story like that, but, you know, the numbers are just completely wrong.
What's our phone number, Johnny?
The number here, get a pen and paper. You can slowly go because most of our audience live in very small apartments, so you don't have to go too far. Get the pen and paper. It's 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. 321-0710. And if you read that, you would think, my God, what a great price. Look what Uber's charging to go from Virginia to New York City. And they said if it's that cheap, you can imagine what it's like in your own area if you're going just a short distance. And my daughter was telling me today that she uses Uber down in Washington, D.C., that if you put in a certain distance, Uber will refuse it, saying you can't take the car that far away out of their own district.
You know what's pretty funny? I know somebody that took a cab during surcharge time from Lower Manhattan out to Bay Ridge, and it was $250 at
right.
2 in the morning.
Yeah.
$250 to go from Manhattan to Brooklyn.
That's why. $294 from Virginia to New York? Come on.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Our email address is taxihale@AOL.com. I'm broadcasting from MetLife Stadium, the MetLife Suite. Okay, at MetLife Stadium. How about that? The Giants game. We'll give you updates so you can stay tuned here. There's a TLC meeting on January 5th on new rules, amended rules, for the amount of hours you can work. If you drive a yellow cab, a green car, a black car, a livery car, a car service car, an Uber car, a Lyft car, a Get car, and a motor scooter. No, they don't license those. If you're licensed by the Taxi and Limousine Commission, if these rules pass, the rules call for no more than a 10-hour workday and no more than a 60-hour work week. What do you think about that, Johnny?
Well, I just hate to be in the position of fighting for a 12-hour workday and a longer than 60-hour work week. I just think the whole progression of the way people are working now, longer hours for less pay, it's a ridiculous thing. When there was a hearing, and I don't know if you were at it, when they proposed to make it just a 12-hour workday, the people that were against it at the TLC hearing were drivers of yellow cabs saying that they could not make enough money with a 12-hour workday. They needed to work 15 to 16 hours a day. This is madness that we're having this debate to say that, listen, we need the right to fight for the 12-hour workday. The yellow cab has become a rolling sweatshop that's going throughout Manhattan trying to get the 12-hour workday back. Instead, now the TLC is saying 10 hours. And, Dave, maybe you can explain, how do they add up the 10 hours? Because I still wasn't quite, when we were talking earlier today, does it, you know, when does it start? When does it you're not working? Is your light on? Is it off? How do they add up the 10 hours?
A one and a two. And
it'll take 10 hours to tell them.
It's basically done from when you have your first passenger. That's when the meter starts, so to speak. That's when the clock starts. It starts ticking. The 10 hours begins. And for any part of an hour that you're driving, you're going to be charged for an hour. So let's say if you work 10 hours straight, and you pick up fares during each one of those hours, that's it. You're done. You're 10 hours. Then you have to take 8 hours off, and you can start all over again. However, let's say you start at 6 o'clock in the morning, and you don't have your first fare until 7:30. You're going to get an hour credit. This goes in hour increments. So if there's no passengers for every hour, that will not count against you. You should know that. The three major things were, what if I go to home for lunch? What if I'm stuck at the mechanics? Or what if I'm at the airport? And let's say in all three of those cases, you haven't had a fare for 2.5 hours. You will be credited with 2 hours towards the 10-hour workday. That's the way it's set up to work. But once again, this is for all for-hire vehicles and for all yellow and green taxi drivers as well. The dispatch companies are prohibited from dispatching a driver more than 10 hours in any 24-hour period, and they prohibited a base from dispatching a driver for more than 60 hours in a week. Now, to enforce the rules, the TLC will review trip records submitted by yellow and green taxis as well as FHV bases. And trips by a driver who accept dispatches from multiple bases or who operate both taxis and for-hire vehicles, the TLC will combine all the information to determine the total number of drivers, of hours worked while driving. I've already heard guys saying, oh, when I finish the yellow, I'm going to go to my app. Or guys saying, when I finish with this app, I'm going to go to another app. Tia, Big Brother will be watching. It's 10 hours unless you don't have a passenger for more than an hour, then you get credit. Did I explain that okay?
Yeah, can they block the meter? Can the meter just automatically shut off after the 10-hour? How is it going to work? Just say strictly from a yellow cab. I go out of the garage, and I go past the 10 hours. What is the penalty?
If you go over the original 10 hours, it counts towards the 60-hour work week, the way I read the rules. So you're really not in trouble unless you drive more than 60 hours in a week. And then there are penalties. And I don't want to get into the penalties.
Right.
So they're being, on one hand, they're being flexible. And on the other hand, they're trying to have the safety of the public and fatigue driving the national problem. Yet this woman says, if you listen to her, she drove 15 hours straight up to New York and back. How come nobody says anything about her fatigue driving?
But listen, you could say on the return trip back, she had no fares. So that wouldn't count. So she had 7.5 hours, which is unbelievable, to get back to Virginia. So that wouldn't count as driving for Uber, which is a ridiculous thing, because how tired are you going to be after 15.5 hours driving? So, I mean, right there, there's something wrong with the thinking of this whole thing of just keeping a driver to a 10-hour workday. Oh, my God. Where's Pete Seeger when we need him?
Speaking of Uber, they've come under some... People are upset because it's been revealed that Uber can now track the location of passengers after they finish their trip. Even if they've left the vehicle, Uber can now track their passengers. And that news just came out after Uber revealed a major redesign of its service. Why? So if they pick up Taxi Dave and they find he goes into a brothel, they'll tell the world. By the way, I never go into a brothel. You know, you don't have to worry about that.
They won't let you in.
That's right. I'm banned. and on top of that, what people have to know, you know, I found this out a long time ago. The Uber business model is flawed. If you've thrown billions of dollars into the Uber business model, you're going to lose your money. And let me just tell you why. Because a new analysis of the financial data, it shows that Uber's losing $2 billion a year. And the passenger's fares only pays 41% of each trip. So a negative 143% profit margin, that, you know, in regular business, you go out of business. So every fare is being subsidized. $2 billion in subsidies out of the $13 billion in cash that the investors have kicked into Uber. You know, the Financial Times is wondering, how is it possible to maintain a sustainable business model? And the answer is, it isn't. This is all a scam. It's all smoke and mirrors. They're getting bigger and bigger and losing $2 billion a year.
But in the process, they're destroying other businesses, whether it's the local cab service in the neighborhoods or particularly the yellow cab service. So no matter how much they're losing, in the process of them losing, they're destroying other businesses that might not be able to recover if they do go under.
If you want to call in, when we come back, we'll take some calls. Our phone number is 800-321-0710. I do have some emails here. By the way, I want to wish you get well to Dawn Savastano, and also congratulations to Brother Ben, 38 years of service at the State Insurance Fund. Congratulations. Also, Renee and Joe, what a great Christmas party I heard. We'll talk more about Christmas parties when we come back. Remember, if you hear this, take a yellow cab. Don't drink and drive, folks. It's holiday season. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show with Dave Pollack and John McDonough.
There's nothing wrong with the taxi ride.
Why would you get a mortgage from a bank? Smart New Yorkers know that a credit union mortgage is better. We're Melrose Credit Union, and we want you to compare our mortgage to a bank mortgage. It's a financial eye-opener banks do not want you to see. Join Melrose Credit Union today. Find out why a credit union mortgage is better. Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. Deposit accounts federally insured to at least $250,000 by the NCUA. Affirmative Action Employer, Equal Housing Lender.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you and you'll get 1 week free. Berlin Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at pearlandbrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Going down the line,
going down the line.
What great lyrics. All right, how do they think of it? Lead on down the line. This is the Taxi Dave Show. It's Sunday night in New York City. Actually, in New Jersey. I'm in the MetLife Suite at MetLife Stadium. John McDonough's at the Tribeca Studios of iHeartRadio. We have Big Ed behind the glass, our engineer. And here in the suite, let me just say hi to Joe Massis, Eric Rothier, Joe Siever, Rich Lesser, Bob McNamara, Mitch Parker. How's that, guys? Okay? Okay. Good. It's 0-0. The game just started. We'll give you updates on the game if you're interested. Whew. So it is Christmas time, holiday season. People go to parties and stuff. And, you know, if you go to office parties, you may have eggnog at a friend's house, but there's a lot of boozy celebrations, and there will be a lot of drunk driving arrests. You can be sure of that. So what you really should do is have a designated driver or take a cab. And what you also should know, if you're going to drink and you think you're going to drive and not have a problem, and a lot of people who don't drink, when they're asked to take a chemical test, they say, oh, no, absolutely not. I know my rights. Well, the fact is, if you refuse a chemical test, you will lose your license for at least a year and face hundreds of dollars in fines and fees. So even if you're not intoxicated, you're not under the influence of any kind of substance, you will lose your license for a year or more. Okay? And people just believe that, well, I know my rights. I didn't drink. I didn't smoke. I didn't do anything. I'm a designated driver. You don't have the right to ask me to take a chemical test or when you blow into that thing. But the truth is, they do have the right, and you better do it, folks, or you're going to lose your license. Did you know that, Johnny?
Well, you know, there's times you take a stance against the law, but, you know, come on. When you're there and you're not high and you're not been drinking, just go through the process and move along, because now you've tied up that cop where he could be stopping someone that's been drinking and driving.
You know, I was a half a mile. What?
That's an interesting way to think about it.
I was a half a mile from my house.
Smart.
I had not been drinking. I was very tired. I just wanted to get home. There was a DWI stop. Hi, where are you coming from? And my first reaction was, I really don't have to tell you this. And he kept engaging me in conversation. And I kept responding, okay. And after about 5 minutes, I thought he was going to tell me to get out of the car. But he let me go. My cousin Bruce, who listens to this show, told me he kept talking to you, Dave, because he was searching to see if you were slurring words, to find out by your answers and your responses if you were on top of your game or not. And if he felt you weren't, he would have asked you to get out of the car. So, you know, I thought I was a wise guy, but the cops know exactly what they're doing, and it's safer for everybody if you just listen to them and go through the process. You're absolutely right.
Yep.
Okay, let me read a couple of emails here.
And you do have a couple of phone calls that are on hold, too.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me just read a couple of emails. So we'll get, this is taxi stuff in New York City. There's a new company overrunning the JFK dispatchers. Many of them are supervisors, are new supervisors and new dispatchers. Many of the new ones are very rude, unprofessional, have a superior complex, especially the supervisors. In a recent incident, and this happens a lot, many times with supervisors, day and night, because there are too many, day and night, because there are too many cabs returning to the shorty lines and not enough space. They stop sending out regular cabs and they only send out shorty cabs. This is, you know, it's understandable if it's busy and they want to send one lane of shorty cabs or 10 out of 15. But when cabs are waiting in the regular lanes for 3 hours when it's slow, it's not fair. I approached the supervisor in the office and respectively asked him, since we're waiting for 3 hours, why can't you send a regular cab for every two or three shorty cabs? He yelled at me unprofessionally, which I wish I had recorded. I will next time. I respectfully ask that the union organizers a petition to hand to Port Authority regarding the above concerns, as well as all taxi drivers and cabbies join, complain at Building 14 at JFK Airport. There you go. Tommy wants you to complain at JFK Airport. This is from Virgilio Caballo from the Bronx. Is Uber a car service or a digital platform? If a pimp gets a girl for a John, he's still a pimp, no matter how he goes about it. The end result is going to be a sexual encounter by two people who don't know each other. The end result of Uber, the Uber scheme, is transporting someone from point A to point B, and that's called transportation, no matter how you slice it. That's from Virgilio Cabello. Thank you so much. Why don't we take a caller, Johnny?
Yeah, we have four or five calls. We have Dino who's first up on the line. Dino, what's up?
I want to tell you about Uber. There's a little dirty secret I don't tell you with these guys. My company, as of recently, has forced us to use Uber, but I still sneak in a yellow cab where I can, regardless where I go up and down the East Coast. But here's the funny thing with these Uber idiots. And I mean, some of them are really idiots. If they can't find you in 5 minutes, you tell them where they are, they got you on the app, and they're driving by, or they don't feel like going through a security gate, all right, they'll blow you off. You'll just get a thing that says, oh, driver canceled on you. Then Uber's going to charge you $5 or maybe $10 for a cancellation fee. You didn't cancel them. The idiot didn't want to hook up with you. Here's the thing. Let me just finish this. Now, when you complain to Uber, you got to go on. You can't talk to a human being or anything. You got to do it through the keypad. When you complain to Uber, all they said is, well, we'll credit you for your next ride. So either way, that $5 is spent, and they put it towards your next Uber ride. It's kind of like the old thing the merchants did. You get store credit.
So they can make Uber drivers can make a living out of saying they're picking up affairs and then saying you're not there and canceling, and they're going to get all these fees.
Right, they're going to get all these fees.
Do you get charged that fee?
Yeah, you get charged that fee. They give you a $5 or $10 cancellation fee. Most of the time it's $5. But if you challenge it, Uber will say we'll give you a $5 credit on your next Uber ride, kind of like store credit. but you don't get that back. But I beat them to it. It's on my company, American Express. I call American Express, and they've got news for you. They have a lot of complaints with Uber. So don't be surprised if American Express gets in a fight with this.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, Gino, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Where do you live?
Where I live in South Orange, New Jersey.
All right. And obviously you take Uber cars a lot.
Well, I have to. Let's put it this way. Sometimes I have the mixed transportation component, yeah. But I use all kinds of media transportation.
Well, I want to thank you for listening and holding on the phone for the Taxi Dave Show. Really appreciate it. Let me ask you something. Are you a Giants or a Cowboys fan?
I'm a Giants fan.
All right. I knew I liked you, Dino.
That's it. One other thing I want to tell you. I want to say about the yellow cab. At least with a yellow cab driver or a regular cab, I don't care if it's Green or the local cab company, whatever municipality, he will work with you or she will work with you to hook up, especially if you know there's a decent fare. I'm talking about a good fare involved. But these Uber people, they'll blow you off in a minute. That's all I got to say.
Appreciate it, Dino. Go ahead, Johnny.
And that's said enough. Now we're going to go to caller number two, and that's Frankie. He's a cab driver from Brooklina. Frankie.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. Hey, how you doing?
I got this complicated issue with Sansun in New Jersey still looking to collect money from me after they're misdiagnosing my car back in July of 2016, telling me I needed a full exhaust system change when Toyota of Manhattan did the work, all I needed was a catalytic converter. So instead of the $6,020 to begin with, while claiming I had a misfire in my engine, all I needed was a catalytic converter, which was done at Toyota of Manhattan for $2,300. So they had forced
me. So you like Toyota of Manhattan?
Yes, they're up front and straight with you. But
they're not straight with me. I'm glad they worked out your problem, but go ahead, let me let you finish.
Okay. So I got the legal department from Sansun trying to collect from me the $1,300 that became a permanent credit back to my account when Chase created a dispute on the payment to Sansun because of the misdiagnosis of the problem and the forcing me to buy the fuel pump. And they never tried to protect themselves against this issue with Chase and waited for Chase to give me a permanent credit back. And then their legal department's coming to me for collection on the $1,300 at this time or taking me to court if I don't pay, they say.
All right, well, Manhattan to Toyota, my wife passed away in December of 2014, and
sorry,
I have a newspaper called Taxi Insider. And
yes.
I'll tell you, the first 3 or 4 months after she passed, I was a mess, and I didn't do my billing diligently. But the third month, fourth month, I started billing. That place, Toyota Manhattan, never paid me for 2015. I just sent them a bill again for 2015. So, they don't advertise on my newspaper.
They didn't pay you.
So I have a personal peeve with them that has nothing to do with you. I'm glad they diagnosed your car. I'm sorry?
How is it that they were going to pay you, Dave? Usually you're paying the dealership when you have work done, and they needed to pay you?
They were advertising in my newspaper. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. You know,
I love it when people don't pay for services, theft of services. Oh. Anyway, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. Well, let me just read one more email before we go to a break. We have an attorney who sent us the current rules, but that was all changing. I read the new rules, and that is all changing. Here's an email. What will happen when the five shorty lanes, when it starts snowing and the snow plows blocks lanes on each end? Has the Port Authority thought about the horrible scenario if this winter? All right, thank you for that. Hello, Dave. How are you? I went to LaGuardia Airport to Toronto last November for $950. Thanks. Mahabub Sujan. He went to Toronto for $950 and back.
Well, I don't know what the distance is, but you're actually leaving the country. I don't know. You should get some of that paid a little bit extra. That if you're driving and you need to carry your passport to drive, I think there's something wrong.
All right. When we come back, we'll take some more of your phone calls. We'll just continue the Taxi Dave Show. We still have a lot more to talk about.
Yeah, a couple more phone calls. So.
All right. Thanks a lot. Johnny is in Tribeca. I'm at the MetLife Suite at MetLife Stadium. It's a tie score, zip to zip right now, folks, in case you're interested. And you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. It is your mortgage and commercial loan headquarters. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show.
If the relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Gifford Insurance Company is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Gifford has served the for-hire industry for over 20 years. We are very proud to meet your commercial auto, workers' compensation, and fire, theft, and collision needs. Please visit our website for additional information at HerefordInsurance.com, www.HerefordInsurance.com, or contact us at 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance, we help move New York. My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new 2016 wheelchair-accessible vehicle for no money down. You'll earn 50 cents for every trip you take, plus $16,000 over 4 years. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. Say Taxi Dave sent you. And the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 4125 36th Street in Long Island City, and that's conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements. So say Taxi Dave sent you, and you'll get 1 week free. Perlamp Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokers, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get competitive pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance, as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Perlamp can also help you with your personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Perlamp has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at PearlandBrokerage.com. For all of your insurance needs, go to Pearland.
Trucking, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the dude of man. Together, more or less in life. Just keep trucking on.
That was brought to you by Toby, by Melrose. And you're listening to Taxi Dave here on WOR every Sunday from 8 to 9 o'clock. Taxi Dave is over at the Giant Stadium. I'm John McDonough. If you want to get in contact with me, I have a one-man play called Cabtivist, CABTIVIST.com. And I tell a one-hour story about driving a yellow cab here in New York City for the past 35 years and still driving, unfortunately, but that's the way life goes. Now, Dave, you're talking about you being out there at the Giant game. You're from the neighborhood. I really don't want to know what the score is. I want to know what's the spread and what was the line at kickoff. Because, as you know, anybody that's gambling, you might be a Giant fan, but all you want to know is what's the spread.
You know, I don't bet at the games anymore. I don't know. I don't bet the games anymore. But let's say Dallas is 11-1, right? and the Giants have lost a few games. So I would, but we're playing at home, all right? So so I'm really not sure.
It's probably Dallas by 7, I would say.
Dallas by 7?
No, I don't know. I didn't look it up, but. As you know, when it comes to people that are really into football, that's all they want to know. Couldn't care less what the score is. What's the spread at kickoff?
That's exactly that's right, especially at the local pubs, right?
Yes. Or the local clubs in your neighborhood.
That's right.
That might
be
taking action.
In fact, I used to go to the local pub. That's where I was very interested in the spread, actually. I think every neighborhood has its own spread person.
Yes, Kabish. Yes, we know. We understand.
Okay. By the way, next week, for the first time, in the last, I don't even remember, we're going to replay a past show because Taxi Dave is going to see Andrea Bocelli. So I will not be doing a live show. I just want to tell all our listeners that in advance.
Cool.
And it's still 0-0. That's what I wanted to know. And I want to congratulate Marion Smith from Melrose for her upcoming retirement. After 37 years with Melrose Credit Union, Melrose had a little party. If you follow me on Facebook, I'm the Dave Pollock from Washingtonville. I put pictures. You know, I used to be very cloaked and very secretive, and now I put everything out there. I don't care. You only live once, and you know, let people see what you're doing, where you're going, who you're with. You meet great people like John McDonough. And I have to tell you, John, it's really been a pleasure getting to know you. It really has.
Listen, for me to do a show about taxi driving, I mean, it doesn't get any better. Particularly, and even David, you're bringing up about, oh, they want us to work 10 hours instead of 12 hours. To me, it is so mind-boggling that the business model for the garages has not changed to maybe get us down to 8-hour shifts that they can get people in and out. But we've kept the same business model at the garage where whenever you go in, you have to bring back the car 12 hours later, and it's a lease fee, and it's not a percentage. Like, something has to give with the business model within the yellow cab industry.
Here's an email. Dear Taxi Dave, this message is for current taxi drivers. If you have any downturns or slow periods, you should know it is likely the cause of Uber cars on the road. There is currently a very important case winding through the federal courts. If it goes the way for cabs, Uber cars will fall under regulations that are not useful to them. Those that have been in the industry a long time enough know taxi drivers were earning good numbers all the times. It was either good or very good, but it was never slow and never bad. I've been through it. I was there. I've seen it. Why don't we take a call from Hank? You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air, Hank. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, Dave, I called you about 4 months ago. I'm just a quick reprieve. I'm a 90-year-old veteran.
Did you reach Councilman Ulrich?
I called Ulrich and they said, I'm in Crowley's district, so I called Crowley. All they've done was connect me with Vietnamese Veterans Administration, okay?
I remember you. Hank, this is what I want you to do. Big Ed, I know you're doing all the special stuff. I'm at MetLife Stadium and John's there. I need you to put Hank on hold, get him off the live air, and take his phone number. I need to speak to him in person tomorrow. Okay, I really do. And I'll follow through with you, Hank, I promise. But before we do that, I have to take Dave, the next caller. You're live on the Taxi Dave Show, if you can do that.
Taxi Dave, how you doing?
Okay.
Number one, I love all the Grateful Dead. Please play more.
Rock and roll forever, baby.
Love it.
I know. The people here at the stadium are saying, what kind of music is he playing?
We just heard the
national anthem.
And number two, Dave, I called a couple weeks ago, and I talked to Commissioner Joshi, and I asked her to just tell me what the percentage of cab drivers have lost since the inception of Uber. And she had no answer. She had no answer. She said, go look at our TLC website. What I wanted to say today is she should have had that answer on hand. That should be at the top of her list. That should be her job.
Okay, David. I really appreciate it. Do you drive a yellow cab?
I sure do.
And what have you seen as far as income or traffic in the last year or two?
I'm down about 20 to 30% every single day, and I don't know why the TLC doesn't understand this. I don't know who's lying. I don't know who's been paid. But, you know, I get up every day. My alarm is set for 4:45 in the morning.
Wow. Well, God bless you for servicing the people of the streets in New York City. Were you out this morning? Do you work Sundays? Were you left down by Rockefeller Center at 8:30 this morning with this cross-town traffic?
No, I wasn't. What's going on?
I don't know, but I just can't believe this cross-town traffic. And by the way, we just got an email. I know, Dave, this is very important. John, this is a newsflash. The spread was 3.5. Dallas is favored. And the over-under was 47. I want to thank an attorney for sending that to me.
Not that he would know anything about this.
No, not at all. I mean, it's a totally legal, I mean, to talk about it. That's all we do is talk about it, right?
Yeah, your next email is going to be from Nunzio in Brooklyn, where to lay the bets.
Okay. Dave, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. I do appreciate it, and thanks for listening. In fact, I want to thank all your listeners for making the Taxi Dave Show the number one talker in New York City and Connecticut and New Jersey, and for all you people who listen online throughout the country and throughout the world, thank you. John and I were very famous this past week. 33 million French.
That'll be December 23rd, a Friday, on the news program in France. You will be speaking French that day.
All right. Thanks a lot, MetLife Suite, MetLife Stadium. Johnny, thank you so much for coming on the show. And remember, we're taped next week, but I got to go now. Hey, taxi! Let's go uptown, baby! I want to see the traffic!
This has been a podcast from WOR.